In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed. A delinquent churchgoer, that is one who has fallen away from coming to God's house and hearing God's Word, once said to his pastor when he asked him, "Why don't you come to church?" He said, "Pastor, the reason I don't come to church is because I already know in advance what you're going to say in your sermon." To which the pastor replied, "Well, thanks for the compliment. Please read what the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 3, verse 1. What did Paul write in Philippians 3, verse 1? "Finding my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe." So how many times have you come down to this gym for morning chapel? If you're a senior in high school and you came here as a freshman, you've been to over 600 chapels. If you're graduating from seminary and you've been here since you're a freshman, that's over 1,700 chapels. Do you think you know in advance what the chapel speaker is going to say? Does that bore you? The Apostle Paul is telling us in Philippians 3, verse 1, why Christians should never tire of hearing the same old gospel. Why don't we have church services once a month, or once a quarter, or twice a year, Christmas and Easter? Because God wants us as Christians to preach His Word over and over and over again. He wants us as Christians to hear His Word over and over and over again. Why? Because God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows how weak and frail and forgetful we are. He knows how easily we fall into temptation and the snare of sinful lusts and desire of the eyes and the things of life, and how easily we turn away from the Lord. Even those of us who come and have our faith strengthened by coming to hear the Word of God and the gospel message of salvation walk out this gym door and sometimes promptly fall flat on our face spiritually. Trip and fall for the first temptation that Satan sends our way and begin to slide away from the Lord. We need to hear the gospel again and again for the strengthening of our faith, for our ability to be able to withstand temptations and error. And years ago, when I first graduated from seminary, I went to a small town in Millston, Wisconsin, by Black River Falls. The chairman of our congregation was a fire chief of the Millston Volunteer Fire Department. He asked me if I would join the volunteer fire department because I was one of the few young men that was in that little town. Most of the people worked in Black River Falls or Tolma or other cities. And he said, "You'd be one of the few to be in town there, so why don't you join?" So I did, and we had monthly meetings. We also did a lot of work on CPR. CPR is very important for all kinds of things. And several times in those 7 years I was there, I had to have CPR or do CPR on someone. It's not something to learn once and remember. You have to have it in your heart and in your head so that when it happens, immediately you know what to do and go into action, not stop and think about it and waste precious, precious minutes. Well, in a very real way, all of you and I need to know how to do spiritual CPR. Spiritual CPR with God's Word. Why? So that we're prepared at a moment's notice to help save lives eternally. What would you do if someone here this morning suddenly grabbed their chest and fell down? Would you know how to respond besides calling 911? Would you know how to give CPR to that person? Or would you have to look to someone else to do it? Well, what if someone came to you and was distraught, filled with fear, and cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" like the jailer in Philippi. Would you know how to respond? Would you know how to give him spiritual CPR? Or would you have to turn to someone else to give him the right words? We need to hear this powerful word of God over and over again. So through the work of the Holy Spirit, our hardened hearts of sin and our rebellion destroyed through repentance, and our loving heart and trusting heart in Jesus Christ is created in a heart that cares for others. You need to know how to do spiritual CPR. The first thing you need to ask yourself is, what's my chance of being saved? What's my chance of going to heaven? Do you know that your redemption, my redemption, our salvation is already complete? It's finished. It's accomplished. Not because I was a pastor, not because you're good kids, a good friend, or because you attend this Christian school, ILC, or because you're a Christian professor, or because you belong to a church. Now, the reason we are completely sure of our salvation is because Jesus Christ, the God-man, took our place. He lived that perfect life of obedient love for us. He was a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins and paid for the guilt and punishment of all of our sins. And through his resurrection, he destroyed all of our enemies. And we're assured of a resurrection to everlasting life. That's what we need to know to perform CPR. To tell others that they're just like us. Spiritually dead in sins, lost because of your sinful thoughts and mine, our words and actions, we deserve to be separated from God forever. And then we need to tell them that because God loved them so much, he sent his son to take their place, to live for them, to die for them. He paid for their guilt, he paid for their punishment, and rose again from the dead. The Apostle Paul, in this letter to the Philippians, tells us that all that we have, all that we are, all that we can acquire without knowing Jesus is garbage, rubbish. Paul wrote in the same chapter that being a Jew to him meant nothing. Being a Pharisee with moral integrity, blameless and outward keeping of the law, zealously religious, high standing with his people, was worthless as garbage without knowing Jesus. Paul willingly gave up what once were his worldly treasures for the one treasure, Jesus Christ. I pray that all of us here this morning know by faith Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and they continue to grow in that knowledge of Jesus Christ every day. Learn to know him more and more as we're led into God's Word. God's Word tells us about Jesus, the same old gospel message. And then the Holy Spirit takes that word and performs that spiritual CPR in their hearts by creating faith to trust in Jesus and experience living for him in your life. May it be that through his word, living in our hearts, we continue to know Christ, experience his grace, his love, his mercy, knowing the power of his resurrection, the power of his suffering and death, so that through his death, we have life, forgiveness, salvation. And then, if we're called upon to suffer for Christ's sake, and lose everything this world has to offer, we too will count it as garbage and rubbish because we know Jesus. We know the power of his resurrection. Amen. We'll sing hymn 655.